left off talking about different kinds of cars, and I was asking you about a pretentious sort of expensive car. Have you ever heard of any terms, slang, or otherwise for big cars that have to do with the amount of gas they consume?
Yes, I guess I have, if you're talking about gas hogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of car would be a gas hog?
Well, I'm sure an LTD Ford would be one. Chrysler, a Buick, you know, one of the bigger ones. Most any of the larger makes of the cars that are produced, you know, Pontiacs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Around here, do you ever hear people refer to a very expensive looking car as a pimpmobile?
Pimpmobile?
Yeah.
Pimpmobile? I don't believe I have. It's the biggest thing I ever heard around here, be a limousine, you know. Of course, you don't. Mm-hmm.
I'll
never see one, but
what's your concept of a limousine? Is it just a luxury car?
I would say that that's my definition of a limousine. It really would be a luxury car, or a very large car that's usually used to buy people of means, or the vehicle to transport people to and from maybe the airport, or we call them maybe the funeral car in some cases.
Right. The vehicles that motels operate to give their customers transportation.
Yes.
Now some of those are really just vans.
Yeah.
Yet they call
right.
them limousines.
They call them limousines, right?
Is that your idea?
This is really what I'm saying, you know. My first definition of a limousine was, you know, like the big, long cars that maybe movie stars would use to go from place to the other, you know, having their own individual chauffeurs and what have you. But later on, it got to mean for me, you know, the vehicle that transport people. That's either in flight or you know, coming in on a plane or being transported at the expense of somebody else,
mm-hmm.
for the convenience of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. What kind of public transportation do you have here in town?
Oh my goodness. Public transportation is limited to, I think, maybe 2 city buses. Which takes forever. They meander all through the city.
Irregular schedule.
Yeah, and it just goes all anywhere, everywhere, you know, all over town.
Mm-hmm.
You could ride for hours. Of course, if you lived, let's say, sometimes maybe in a mile of where you caught the bus, you know, you could have been home a long time ago and probably rested for an hour. By the time the bus gets to your home.
Sounds like a mess.
We don't have any kind of public transportation here worth mentioning, and we're just really behind as far as and the people here, I guess, have always had cars, so they really don't support the public transportation system. At one time, we did have, you know, buses about every 5 or 10 minutes. That was during the shipyard days.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, I guess Panama City has grown, so when everybody's got a car, either, you know, you got somebody that will take you.
Mm-hmm.
Until there's just no public transportation worth mentioning here in Bay County, and not too much of any other kind.